First, you'd pick me up from the airport. I'd be wearing a cute little dress, with no panties, of course. We'd get an Uber to the hotel. In the back seat, you'd slide your hand up my thigh and under my dress, just slightly touching my pussy. You'd say it's to check if I'm wet, but honestly, you can already smell it on me. Moving your finger to your mouth, you finally taste my juices. You do indeed taste like honey and a little salt. It's delicious and just makes me want to taste you more, you would say. You take my hand and move it casually to your crotch so that I can feel how hard you are already. I lick my lips and you whisper in my ear, "Don't worry, you'll have it in your mouth very soon." We get to the hotel. I go to check in, but you grab my wrist and pull me towards you. "Get 2 cards," you tell me. I'm puzzled and a little scared, but I do as you say. We enter the elevator. It's empty apart from us. When it starts moving, you suddenly grab my throat and whisper in my ear. As soon as we enter the room, take off your clothes and get on the bed on all fours. Wait, with your head down and your ass up. Do you understand? I swallow. You can see both fear and lust in my eyes. Finally, I nod and you let go. Just in time, since we arrive at our floor. When we enter the room, I hesitate for a second, but I do as I'm told. My body is so sensitive and my heart is racing with anticipation. I take off my slutty little dress and walk towards the bed. You admire my curvy figure, and you can't wait to use me as your sexual plaything. When I get on the bed, you stand behind me, admiring my pretty little cunt and my cute little asshole. You move towards me, and still fully clothed, you move your hands over my ass, lightly brushing past my asshole, and move a finger towards my pussy. I'm so incredibly wet. You can smell my sex. I'm so needy, like a pussycat in heat. Slowly you slide a finger inside my cunt. It slides in easily, but it's so tight that it makes your cock twitch. I moan in desperation for you, and you can't restrain yourself anymore. You drop to your knees and you slide your tongue up my pussy slit and lap at my cunt like an animal. You suck on my clit and lick down towards my asshole. You lick circles around it before just sliding your tongue in as far as you can and wiggling it around. My legs shake and my thighs tighten together, trapping your face at my cunt. I dig my nails into your hair and I beg and I plead for you to go easy on me, but you don't. You stay there, licking my cunt like a good boy. And then when you're done, you get off me, stand up, and kiss me. I try to take your pants off, but you give me a light slap and tell me to leave that. When I finally get to it, I just can't wait anymore and rip down your underwear and take your hard cock in my mouth. It feels amazing. My juicy lips were made for sucking cock, that much is clear. But you haven't given me permission to do that. So you grab my hair, slap me in the face with your dick, and ordered me to be a good girl and listen to you first. "You better start with the balls, bitch," you say, as I lift up your cock and you push my face down. I lick and suck them like there's no tomorrow. "That's a good girl," you moan. You tell me to go lower, and I know what that means. I move from the bed to my knees and start licking your asshole, with your balls draped on my face like a good little whore. It feels incredible, but you want to fuck. You tell me to get up and ask if I want this cock in your pussy. Niet, I say in my brat voice. I want you to lick my pussy some more. Obviously, you are the boss. So you grab me, throw me on the bed, and climb on top of me. I struggle, but you're too big and strong to push off. Oh yes, baby. You want your pussy licked? You little cunt. Who do you think you are? You're my bitch. To me, you're nothing but some holes to put my cock in. I don't care that you flew all the way here. You're mine. Are you very clear on that? You say. I smile, and I tell you to go fuck yourself. You part my legs and work your cock into me. Such a nice, tight fit. I moan as you begin moving back and forth. You put my legs over my shoulders and start fucking me harder, really ramming your cock into me. Is that what you want? You ask. I want you to come for me. I want to feel your pussy tighten around my cock, baby. With that, I flex, and you feel my wet little cunt tighten around your cock as I come. You're close too, but you wait until I'm done before you pull out, move up, grab my face with one hand, and shoot your cum all over my pretty face. I lie there, covered in cum and sweat, like a slut. I look like a little whore, all used up. But your cock is still hard, and you're not done with me yet. You tell me to turn around and lie on my tummy. The fight is out of me, and I comply. You move towards my ass, and with a little lube, just slide one finger into my asshole in one go. I wince. It hurts, and I buck a bit. It seems like you're not completely broken in yet, you say. Slowly, you slide your finger in and out, moving it back in and back out again. The pain subsides and I relax. You can feel my ass loosen around your finger, but notice that I'm whimpering into the bed. Slowly, you start finger fucking my tight little asshole. My pussy begins to drip, and you sweet talk me about how much I love being fingered. No matter the hole. You stop just before I come, kissing the small of my back and telling me you'll be by later. You're such a good little bitch for me, you say, and I hear the door close and lock behind me. It's now nighttime and jet lag has set in. I'm asleep in this luxurious bed, and I hear my hotel room door unlock. The door creeps open until it is abruptly stopped by the second door lock, the bar. I hear a disappointed grunt, and I smile, half awake. The doorstop is cleared, and I see the light from the hallway spread across the floor through my half-opened eyelids. I know it's you. And now I know why you wanted that second key. Silly boy, I think to myself. I moan and stretch my back a little, pretending to be asleep, and cause you to stop moving. The door shuts, and it's once again dark. You wait for a moment for your eyes to adjust, and then I hear your belt unclick. That jingle of metal on metal makes me blush with lust. It's a weakness of mine. I'm still on my belly, face down in the bed. And even though my face is down, I can see your body at the side of the bed through my eyelashes. You take my covers off slowly, starting with my feet. You peel away the blankets and reveal that I'm in just a black thong and a tank top. I know what you're thinking. Such an easy Russian. My smooth, long legs invite you to kiss them. You place your hands upon them and gauge if I wake up. I don't. You begin to lightly kiss them, admiring their curves and the freckles dotted here and there. You kiss the soles of my feet, and the ticklish sensation from your scruff is just too much for me to be still. I groan and giggle a bit, and you lift your lips from them. You stand up, realizing I've been awake the whole time, and you land a spank right on my bare bottom. I yell, "Ouch!" followed by some giggling into the bed. You get on top of me and pin my legs. "You totally believed I was asleep, you bear," I say. You've pinned me by my legs and hair, and your hand begins to pull the fabric of my thong. "Oh, give me what I want, beast," I say, and you whisper, "No," in my ear. "Come on, you know you want this ass, baby. You've thought about it since this afternoon. It's so tight and inviting. Slip that thick cock in my tight, warm hole, beast. Fuck me like you want to." "No." "Aw, is that because you're being a bitch?" "No." "I'll bet you have no more cum left to give, is that it? Are you my bitch now?" "You're being a brat. And you are being a pussy boy." You've had enough of my attitude. You pull my thong to the side and you shove your cock in my ass. No lube.
"Fuck!"
I groan into the mattress. "Who is the bitch now?" you say. I whine and bite my pillow as you begin to fuck me raw. You turn my face to the side and see that my eyes are tearing up. "Aw, does my brat not like being fucked without lube?" "Shut up. Say it again, princess, and I'll make it worse. Shut up." With that, you pull your cock from my ass, flip me onto my back, and slap my pussy hard.
"Asshole!"
"Hush. Fuck you." You cover my saucy mouth with your hand. "Hush." My muffled words are soon overtaken by moans as you stretch my wet pussy open with your fingers. You know I usually masturbate with one, sometimes two, so you finger fuck me with three. You tease me with, "Let's see if I can fist your slutty cunt, princess." The look in my eyes tells you that I don't want it, and I bite your hand thinking it will cause you to stop. It doesn't. You move your hand and grip my throat near my jaw. My hands are on your arm and my knees are against your chest. Your hand is at my pussy, and you've not slowed your pace. You remove your index, middle, and ring finger from my pussy. It's throbbing and aching to be filled. It's swollen and pink, with clear, sweet juice coming from it. You want to taste it, but you know I'll pin your face if you do. You use your thumb and tease me from my clit to my hole, causing me to arch my back. Your pussy wants to be fucked, bitch. "Shut up." "No, it doesn't," I say. "But it's dripping all over the bed and my fingers, baby." You know that name makes me melt. When you call me baby, such a pathetic word, you know I get blushy and embarrassed. Shut up and get off me. Get off on you? Okay. No. And before I can object, your cock is inside me, your hand still on my throat. Your free hand begins to slap my tits as you rail me, your cock plunging into my wet cunt hard and fast, hitting my cervix with every thrust. Your balls, soaked in cum, slapping against my ass cheeks as your big, strong body dominates me. I can feel you getting closer, and I say, I'm gonna make you come first, beast. You're gonna be my bitch. You laugh as I giggle, and you fuck me faster. Nyet. Come for me, baby doll. Oh, fuck. No, I say as I'm close. Yes, baby, now, come for me.
No!
Come for daddy, baby. That's it. I've lost. I come on your cock, my nails digging into your chest, and my pussy spasming on your thick dick. My pussy gushes on you, soaking your pubic hair, balls, and the bed in sweet cum. You continue to thrust, embarrassing me with the sound of gushy sex. You see my face get red with humiliation at the noise of your cock fucking my soaked cunt. You pull out, having not come yet, pull me by my ankles down the bed, and stroke your soaked cock over my face. My hands squeeze your ass from behind, and my mouth sucks and licks your balls like a horny animal. I beg to taste your ass, and you push my face further below you. You tangle your hand in my hair, feeling my wet tongue and my nose against your balls and asshole. My eyelashes tickle your ball sack, causing you to laugh a little. You pull my face away from your ass and tell me to open my mouth. I open my mouth as you begin to splash my face with your cum. You aim it into my mouth and tell me not to swallow. It's dripping from my cheek and chin, with a tiny stream from my lips. You lift me up and put me back on the bed. You lay on top of me, pinning my body and my legs apart. You kiss me and we swap your cum, smearing it all over our faces and my neck. We're both filthy, and so is my bed. You're exhausted, and after kissing, I push you over and get up. It's now 6 a.m., and I need my sheets cleaned. I spank your bare bottom, and you groan into the bed. I drag my nails down your ass, and you moan. You wiggle it for me, enticing me to please you. You know it's my weakness. I spread your ass and kiss your asshole, and then I stroke it with my warm, wet, soft tongue.